You guys watch The Voice at all?
No.
Fogarty was one of the... They bring in guest coaches, and they had... one of the teams had John Fogarty as their guest coach a couple of sessions ago. I know you're a big fan.
Well, so. I like his singing, but I like his guitar a lot better.
Can't argue with that. We had Sue wanting to know what to do about watering rye. When you plant it, you have to keep the seed wet.
Right.
Or it just dies off and you've got wasted seed.
Well, I'm sure everybody has a little different method, but what I like to do is, you know, you water it 3, 4, 5 times a day. You know, the more frequent and the shorter bursts of water your timer will let you do, the better. Until it gets up and it's high enough to mow. When it looks like it's long enough to mow, it's long enough to mow. Mow it. I generally turn the water off the day before I'm going to mow it, so it's not so wet and tender. You just bends over when you go over it. And then when I mow it the first time, generally then I'll cut it back to once a day, every day, instead of the three or four times. Then after the second mowing, then I'll go to more of a regular watering, maybe. It depends on the temperature when all of this is occurring. And of course, when you go to once a day, instead of it being 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, it becomes maybe 5 or 10 minutes. And then as you go to then the next step every other day or 2 or 3 times a week, it may be more like 15 or 20 minutes. Then as the weather cools and or we get rain, I've had my lawn off for a couple of days now, even though it's only been mowed once.
How long ago did you seed?
2.5 weeks ago, be 3 weeks, I guess, Sunday. So came up in a week. I mowed it 2 weeks. Okay. And it's more than ready for the second mowing now because that rain just exploded. So anyway, the other thing you want to do after, I recommend the second mowing, is to make sure you start fertilizing. And you want to keep ryegrass is well fertilized, probably every 30 days with a granular fertilizer. I like 21714, also known as Turf Royale. And you want to make sure you get a couple of good feedings in before it gets cold or we get a frost. If that lawn frosts, even ryegrass will start yellowing out or slowing down the growth if it's not well fed. And then once the ground gets really cold and we have frost, fertilizer doesn't work all that well. So good regular feeding after the second mowing, cut the water back. If we have the kind of winter they're talking about with El Nino, you may well go most of the winter without even watering at all. I have done that in some winters.
As we get close to Thanksgiving and the pilgrim time, one of the things we always think about is the fish that they taught them to plant with their corn to help cultivate their crops. And at the International Heirloom Expo a couple weeks ago, we met a gentleman by the name of Robert Kane, who brings the fish product to the market. And we've asked him to join us real quick for this segment. Robert, tell us a little bit about your sea agriculture.
Well, basically, it's just to correct what you just said, it's not a fish product. It's actually dehydrated ocean water. And what we're really trying to bring back into the food that we eat and agriculture is these missing minerals and trace elements that have eroded away over the centuries and basically been deposited back in the ocean. Around the world, somewhere in the neighborhood of 160 billion tons of topsoil is deposited into the various bodies of water every year, and that's been going on for a long time. So we found that by reintroducing these trace elements in small amounts, we just have tremendous benefits to plant growth, health development, and then also the food that's produced is much more nutritious because the sea provides us with 92 minerals and trace elements in nature's perfect proportions at all times.
And this product is something that you can use in just about every application of agriculture, from a backyard garden lawn to even livestock supplements.
Yes, absolutely. It's very versatile. The same product can be fed to livestock, and it can be spread on the ground. It can be dissolved and sprayed on growing crops. It's very inexpensive, and it's a great thing to incorporate into anyone's mineral or fertility program. We believe that all the basis of everything is the microorganisms, whether they be in the soil, you know, in the gut of livestock or in our own. And when we get these minerals and trace elements back into play, the first thing that we see is the microbial populations benefit. And once they start growing, the good guys start growing, and everything starts happening properly, then you know, just health and life improves on all levels.
It's cagri.com, CAAGRI.com. You can also find his link on our International Heirloom Expo blog post at rosieonthehouse.com. It was it's something that they actually a lot of what they draw this from is right out of the Sea of Cortez down there on the Baja Strip, coming in off the Pacific Ocean. It's a pretty neat product, and it was one that we picked as a feature highlight from that expo. So we appreciate your time, Mr. Kane. This Saturday, locally, if you're in the Phoenix area, you can get to it. It is time for Hot Dogs and Horticulture.
Right on, 10 o'clock, leave here, go get set up. We're going to go more into depth about why this is such a great time, why we maybe should not look at this as fall but as spring, and why this is such a great time to plant here in the low-elevation deserts of Arizona. And, of course, at noon we'll cook you some hot dogs. And I just saw a great post, you know, if you eat processed meats or don't eat processed meats, you're still going to die. So come have a hot dog with us.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.